It may soon be up to a Florida judge to decide what will happen to the remains of baseball great Ted Williams. Since Williams died Friday in Florida, his family has been fighting over whether he should be cremated or whether his body should be preserved in a controversial freezing process called cryonics. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Ted Williams' eldest daughter, Bobby Jo Williams Farrell, says she's been shut out of her father's life since last year, when she says she first heard of the idea to freeze Ted Williams' remains, and she objected. Farrell has said her half-brother, John Henry Williams, approached her with the idea. She told reporters that John Henry said, quote, "Wouldn't it be interesting to be able to sell Dad's DNA and have little Ted Williamses running all around? People would be willing to pay for that." John Henry Williams did not return calls for comment, and his attorneys also declined comment, saying it's a private family matter. But John Heer, the lawyer for Bobby Jo Williams Farrell, says she had no choice but to make the matter public.
Unfortunately, she has been excluded from the family, you know, so in order for her to find out what was going on with her father's body, she literally had to take the plea to the public and to at least bring some of the facts to light that we have now learned.
Heer says he was told by the funeral home that Williams' body was shipped to the Alcor Life Extension Foundation, a Scottsdale, Arizona company that specializes in cryonics. He says Farrell is ready to go to court to, quote, rescue her father from a fate she says would have horrified him. Farrell has said her father was clear that he wanted to be cremated and have his ashes scattered over the Florida Keys where he loved to fish. Heer says that wish was written in Williams's will. If there are any other documents indicating Williams wanted to be frozen, experts say the court could ask for testimony from some of Williams' friends. Many of those say the Ted Williams they knew would never have gone for being frozen. Kay Monday was Williams' personal caretaker for 6 years. She says Williams would reiterate his desire to be cremated every time a friend passed away.
You know, there would be a funeral, and Ted would say, well, I'm not going through all that, because he was a very private man and didn't want a lot of fanfare. And he said, well, I won't have to worry about that because I'm going to be cremated. And I think it's very demeaning to Ted Williams to have his son do something like this. I think it's insane, really.
Like many who knew the family, Monday suggests Williams' son, John Henry, is just trying to make a buck off his father's death. But Al Cassidy, a close family friend and the executor of Ted Williams' estate, says there's no way John Henry or his sister Claudia could have coerced or tricked Williams into doing something he didn't want to.
That's ridiculous. When you listen to anyone talk about Ted, they'll tell you he was his own independent person throughout life. Well, he didn't all of a sudden become not independent when John Henry came into his life. Ted still called the shots. Ted still did what he did. He was not being pushed by them in any way, and he wanted them in his life.
Ironically, just 6 months ago, a New Hampshire man published a book called Project Samuel about attempts to use DNA from Theodore Samuel Williams to make a clone of the Splendid Splinter. The author says he thought he was writing pure fantasy. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.